We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we are talking about the dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. There's a really interesting conversation that the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, has with one of his companions. So in this conversation, it seems that the companion asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, what is one of the best acts that a person can engage in? And so it's interesting, we find that throughout the history of all of the Imams and even the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, that people often, you know, they used to ask these kind of questions. What is the best characteristic? You know, what is the best act to perform? What is the, you know, worst thing to do? You know, how do we ask for forgiveness? So it's interesting that these kind of questions are asked, you know, regularly from the 14 infallibles, peace and blessings upon them all. And it's interesting that, you know, in various different situations, they have given different answers that are not necessarily contradictory to one another. There can be more than one best act, you know, and then there can be more than one worst act. And another variable to consider also is that the Imams, they would speak to people, you know, based upon that individual. So for example, if an individual came and they had a specific kind of a problem, then the Imams, alayhimu salam, would address that individual's problems. Now, what's interesting is sometimes those problems, those flaws, or those positive strong points are things that are, you know, we have in common as well. And so we benefit from those statements as well. So in this one instance, the individual asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, what is the best act that one can engage in? And so Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says that the best of acts is obedience to one's parents. He says that Allah the Almighty will alleviate the agonies of death for those people who are dutiful, caring to their parents. In another place, we find that in another conversation, of course, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says that to gaze upon one's parents for a long time is a sort of disobedience to them. So this is this kind of, you know, you stare down mom and dad, you lock eyes with mom and dad, you know, you kind of give them that glare. Well, this is considered to be a form of disobedience. And on the other hand, how many of us really are not dutiful or caring to our parents, especially in Western culture, where once children get old enough, they leave the house, and once parents get old enough, they throw them into nursing homes where they are unfortunately alone, isolated, they become depressed, and it's a very sad situation. In the coronavirus pandemic, we saw that many of these elderly people would die in these nursing homes without anybody caring for them. And so one of the things that Islam really pushes and encourages, and according to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, is the best of acts, is obedience to one's parents, of course, as long as it does not result in the disobedience to the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Because the problem of fabrication of hadith was there from day one. The Prophet, in a very famous hadith quoted by Shias and Sunnis both, he says, "Man kababa alayya muta'ammidan," whoever ascribes a false statement to me knowingly, "falyatabawwa maq'aduhu minan nar," then he actually is preparing his seat in the hellfire. Anybody who fabricates a statements and relates it to the Prophet. When he said that, it means that he was warning that there will be people who do that. But he didn't say, therefore, ignore the hadith. You know, yes, the challenges would be there. There will be unreliable people. There will be liars. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, you cannot just run away from the hadith. Just because, you know, those who say, oh, you know, who bothers about it. This is actually intellectual cop-out or intellectual laziness. They don't want to do the hard work to study it and to find out what are authentic and what are not. Even Quran talks about it. In Surah Hujarat, Surah number 49, Ayat number 6 is very clear. Indication to this. It's not about ilm hadith, but indication. In ja'akum ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu. All who believe, when a sinful person comes to you with a news, then do not just accept it blindly. Tabayyin. Tabayyinu means investigate about it. Go and find out. Because the person is a sinful person, you cannot just rely, you know, blindly. And so that is about normal naba, normal, you know, news. So when it comes to hadith of the Prophet or the Imam, you have to be even more careful about it. And so it's not only the issue of credibility of the narrator. Sometimes even it is important to know whether, you know, his ability to understand, comprehend the words of the ma'soom, was he on that level or not? What about the ability of retaining the words of the imam? Was it this paraphrased? You know, he quoted it in his own words? Or was it actually the words of the Masum? So all these issues come in. That's why you will see some of the narrators or muhaddisin are known as with the title Al-Hafiz. Al-Hafiz means somebody who has a very good, memory. And so there are many other, issues related. And therefore we see sometimes we end up, and I'm not even talking about the fabricators or the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt or, those who are outside the fold of Shia Islam. Even in the hadith which have come from the Shia narrators and companions of the Imam, sometimes you see there is a contradiction. One group of narrator says a statement from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, and then another group comes and narrates from the same Imam, but when you look at the content, they are contradictory. So what do we do? Do we say, oh, okay, all hadiths, just throw them out? No. This is where this era of, educating the companions to become ulama in different, disciplines was very important. And one of the things that the Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam taught his students was the issue of, how to resolve the conflicting ahadiths.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.